560 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Vladimir Zelensky. He is touring the world begging for money. He went to Germany and the German magazine Der Spiegel talked about the exhausted president. He's hoarse. His voice is going. And endless round and round fundraising. At the same time, just in the last probably 36 hours, there have been another 330 Ukrainian soldiers that were killed in a very important battle in which the Russian forces advanced 8.6 kilometers and after liberating a very important area of Avdiivka on Saturday. Russian troops completely liberated the coke chemical plant in Avdiivka from Ukrainian forces. Special military operation. And so the war in Ukraine isn't going well for the Ukrainian forces. The CIA, NATO armies. I'm going to go to another article with what's happening in the Gaza Strip. There are now four Hamas battalions remaining. All the other battalions out of 24 have been reduced to rubble. This was out of the Daily Mail. I don't necessarily care much for the Daily Mail out of England, but they do have to occasionally report the facts. Israel sets a date for Rafah offensive in ultimatum for Hamas. The war cabinet member warns onslaught will begin in 3 weeks unless all the hostages are released. This is very important. You are being told, or the world is being told, that the offensive and the Israeli military is going to move into Ramadan, or what's the name of that? Rafah. Even with Ramadan 3 weeks away. Israel has threatened to invade Gaza's Rafah by the start of Ramadan if Hamas does not return the remaining hostages in a dark ultimatum condemned by international observers. The United States and other governments, as well as the United Nations, have issued increasingly urgent appeals to Israel to call off its planned offensive in Rafah, where three-quarters of the displaced Arab peoples from the whole area have fled. They've all fled to Rafah, southern Gaza. 1.2 million people taking shelter in tent encampments. Now, wait a minute. Is that L.A. or the cities in the United States? Without access to adequate food, water, or medicine, in a city that used to be home to just 250,000 people. But the Israeli government said the city of Egypt on the Egyptian border is the last remaining stronghold in Gaza of the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Israel doesn't have a choice. They're in a predicament. They have eliminated 20 of 24 battalions, and there isn't any way they can allow the final four battalions to hide in hospitals, schools, in government compounds, actually, in Rafah. Israel is just about to end the war in Gaza. And I mean, it can take another month, 6 weeks, but the war is coming to an end in Gaza. Just in Gaza. The war is escalating in Lebanon. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231. As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
And you know
to continue with the article, the world must know, and Hamas leaders must know, if by Ramadan our hostages are not home, the fighting will continue everywhere, including the Rafah area. Benny Gantz, a retired military chief of staff, holding a conference of the American Jewish leaders in Jerusalem on Sunday. Right now, Israel is not only having to... The nations are putting pressure on Israel. Arab nations. But also the Jewish people. They're demanding these hostages be released. Well, they're asking for something. It's like going to a fast food restaurant and placing an order and expecting immediate results. The Jewish people, I have a feeling that there are within Israel, you have the Jewish people that they're communists. They're not God-fearing. Socialists, they're different political views. They're not sensible. What they're asking Israel Defense Force to do and the government to do, it's like, we want this and we want it now. They should understand who they're dealing with. These people in Israel that are making these demands aren't thinking. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. The terrorists have an objective: murder. And Israel is doing everything possible, the nation of Israel, to get these hostages back safely. But you can't demand anything from terrorist groups like this. Hamas has a choice. I'm going back to the article. Hamas has a choice. They can surrender, release the hostages and the civilians of Gaza, and they can celebrate the feast of Ramadan. So, Israel is going in. Let's be honest about it. Whether they release hostages or don't, Israel, whenever they have intelligence that the hostages are in a certain area, they're careful to take measures to continue to see where they're going to be located, when they're being transferred. Israel is also careful to know where the high concentrations of Arab people are. Wherever there's a high concentration of the Arab people in Gaza, that is where the terrorists will hide. That's the way they operate. Gantz, he said that the offensive will be carried out with the coordination with American and Egyptian partners to minimize civilian casualties as much as possible. There will be casualties. You can't avoid casualties. But if there's one casualty, the Hamas news network will contact all of its affiliates, and there was a civilian killed. And they wouldn't phrase it killed. They would phrase it murdered. Where can Palestinians go after 4 months of war? It remains unclear. There's no safe place. Even the hospital is not safe, which is not true. Hospitals are where the terrorists, that's like a beehive for them. That's where they hide. So yeah, the hospitals are safe. But Israel is still, there's still operations to find the terrorists. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he played the possibility of an impending breakthrough, calling Hamas's demands delusional and vowing his forces will achieve total victory. Even if a deal is struck, he insists the campaign to eliminate Hamas from Gaza will not be completed until clearing Rafah. They're going into Rafah because this is where the terrorists are hiding. Deal or no deal, we have to finish our job to get total victory. Netanyahu stated at a conference on Sunday. International pressure is piling on Israel. The United Nations top court will open a week of hearings from Monday examining the legal consequences of the country's 50-year-old occupation of Palestinian territories. Two lies. It's not an occupation. And these are not Palestinian territories. There is no Palestinian people. This is a British, the British used the word Palestinian in the late 40s. There are no Palestinians. There are Arab people from surrounding areas. And this has not been an occupation of Israel. The land is territory that was given the Jewish people by God and given to them by Abraham. Or God gave these territories to Abraham. And they are not... This is no occupation. Western governments are increasingly pushing for unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state. This will continue to raise its ugly head, the matter of a Palestinian state. There cannot be, there will not be a Palestinian state. It's not biblical. There will be occupation of Israel by external forces, especially the United States, maybe in the next 4 or 5 years, but there will be no Palestinian state. There will be Arab peoples still in the area. So this is what's happening, and already, before a ceasefire even begins, there are the elements within the terrorist group that refuse to negotiate, refuse to yield to even giving away one hostage. And with the supplies that are coming into that area, the relief, medications, etc., they go to the terrorists first. The last to receive anything that is brought in through humanitarian aid are the people in. Now it's going to be Rafah. So, We in the United States, the Christian people all address the Christian community. The Christian community, there is a great schism, a great misunderstanding, and ignorance about Israel's role in this Gaza war. They don't know, Christian people who should know end time prophecy should know that this is a prophecy that was written 3,000 years ago by, it was documented in the book of Psalms, Psalm 83. But you see, many Christian people believe that the Christian churches have replaced Israel, called replacement theology. And many Christians believe that we are the new Israel. Well, no, we are not. Christian people are not the new Israel. They are the churches, the lampstands of God in Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3. We have not replaced Israel. If we had replaced Israel, Israel would not exist today. Israel shouldn't be in the nation of Israel, in that vicinity. They have not been replaced. You cannot replace them as God's people. God has a second people, another family, called the born-again Christian people. But we have not replaced Israel. They are God's chosen people that exist in the world, on earth. We are God's people. We are a spiritual people. We are people that have a relation with God in a spiritual way. We Christian people have not been given land. The Bible says we are here, we're occupants, we're sojourners, we're just here temporarily. We have no place to really call our own except for the nations where we live. But even then, it is temporary. We do not have a place that God said, you will have this territory, that acreage. No. We reside in the countries of the world, but we do not have a specific land, property, or territory that is ours, that we can claim ours. Israel does. The nation of Israel has a landmass. And they're going to expand this landmass very shortly. They're going to finish Gaza, the war in Gaza. It's about to end, to be completed. When it is completed, the next target is the terrorist groups in Lebanon. It's going to happen. Then it's going to be in Syria. Then the terrorists in the nation of Jordan and western Saudi Arabia. The world is unaware of what is happening and what the reason and what the significance of this Gaza war is. The world is unaware of it. Hopefully, this audience will be more informed to understand the prophecy in Psalm 83.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I'll finish with one more article. This was out of Homeworld News. The United States promises to block a Gaza ceasefire. And as I've stated many times in the past, since October 7th and before that, for the people in this country that would demand the United States cease funding Israel, supporting Israel, sending Israel technology and weapons, you're going to be very disappointed. This country will continue to send finances, arms, technology, support to the nation of Israel. It's what the prophets of the Old Testament said would happen. Israel is going to be supported by a great empire in the years before Christ returns. It's the United States of America. So this was yesterday out of RT News. The United States promises to block Gaza ceasefire. Israel categorically rejects all efforts to end the war that involved recognized a Palestinian state. The United States will veto a United Nations Security Council resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield said in a statement on Saturday. The draft resolution put forward by Algeria, which is expected to come up for the vote on Tuesday, will not be adopted because it does not suit Washington's own efforts to end the war, Greenfield claimed. It is critical that other parties give this process the best odds of succeeding rather than push measures to put it in the and the opportunity the measures that put it and the opportunity for an enduring resolution of hostilities in jeopardy, she said. In addition to an immediate and complete ceasefire, the Algerian resolution would order all parties to comply with international law, establish unfettered humanitarian access throughout all of Gaza, and reject the forced displacement of Palestinian civilians. Well, who's going to profit from this? Who's going to benefit? Hamas, terrorists, murderers. Greenfield had earlier claimed the draft would put sensitive negotiations in jeopardy regarding efforts to secure the release of the remaining hostages from Gaza and impose an extended pause, and to deliver aid to the people of Gaza, most of whom are living in famine conditions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet issued a declaration on Sunday confirming that it categorically rejects international edicts on a permanent arrangements with the Palestinians, specifically the recognition of a Palestinian state. Such a move would grant a major prize to terror, according to the Likud leader. Netanyahu has repeatedly vowed to continue the war until total victory is achieved and the hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th are freed, and the group's leadership is dead. He pledged to oppose any end to the war that leaves open the possibility of the militant group reconstituting itself, and dismisses its own demands as unreasonable. Hamas has in turn said it would not release the remaining hostages, believed to number about 130, until Israel ends the war and leaves Gaza. So you see, there is no solution. There's no way where there's going to be resolve. So this is why Israel is going to deal with the final four battalions in Rafah. Israel will go in, and there's an 8-square-mile camp just out into Egypt where these refugees will be safe. That camp is going to be filled up. The people who decide they don't want to leave Rafah or the Gaza Strip are going to put themselves in harm's way. And many of those people that want to leave are not going to be allowed to leave because Hamas needs human shields. This is the way the game has always been played. This is what the terrorists do. And Israel is stating to the world that you cannot negotiate with these type of people, because if they decide that they can win the war through using people as human shields, and if this is acceptable to the international community, it sends the message to all of the other terrorist groups, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, the Houthis, etc. It sends a message to them. If the world internationally allows Hamas to use people as human shields, if it's acceptable in Gaza, it will be acceptable in Jordan, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, London, Germany, Munich, in Paris, in Denver, Colorado, Cheyenne, Wyoming, So Israel is doing the world a favor by staying on line, in line with its policies. The terrorists, according to Netanyahu, the leaders of the terrorists, Hamas, are all going to be dead. The terrorists, the soldiers, are going to die. Hamas is going to be completely eliminated. And their use of civilians as human shields, that strategy is going to end. And internationally, the nations will agree that any terrorist group that uses that strategy must be wiped off the face of the earth. So this is the principles, the way things are changing in this war is setting policy, well, should set policy for the coming international wars that are going to take place. And I have another article here that right now there is a conference. I'll probably go to this article when we get back. Internationally, the whole world and the leaders of the world are worried about security because there is no security, not for Davos, not for Bilderbergers. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom, the count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Switch to another article. This is out of Global Times. This was yesterday. This is the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. It is expected that 18 NATO member countries will reach the target of spending 2% of GDP on defense this year. Guess where much of that's going? Ukraine. Stoltenberg made the statement before his departure for the Munich Security Conference, MSC, with a certain element of testing the waters. What does he mean? He personally welcomes the changes among the NATO member countries in the eyes of the international community This certainly does not imply peace or harmony. Well, at least he's telling the truth. 18 members, and there is not peace and harmony. Hungary doesn't want to put their finances and their people in harm's way by sending them into Ukraine. At the time of the conference, the current round of Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been dragging on for over 4 months. So there are problems already at the MSC. Secondly, the Ukraine crisis is approaching its two-year mark. And Russia has just taken over a vital area in Ukraine with the coke mill and some chemical plants. And Zelensky is in Germany begging for money, and he's been begging so hard he's just about to lose his voice. The horse leech, give, 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 give. Every place he goes, everybody's got to pull out their wallet. They've got to promise something. Bullets, he doesn't want bullets. Tanks, he doesn't want tanks. He doesn't want F-16s. He wants money, cash, because he can take cash and he can pay off all of the mafia network and the Nazi network that he's involved with. So, then there are security anxieties that plague the Western world that have become even more pronounced. What's called is instability, and this is exactly one of the conditions that Christ said we could look for in the years before he returned, especially the last decade. There wouldn't be a place to hide unless you dig deep underground. You have millions of dollars. You can find a island and you make sure that you're high enough up so that a rogue wave won't get you. This is exactly the scenario that Christ said would happen, would take place. The whole earth, everything would shake. Politically, economically, there would be wars, endless wars, never-ending wars. There'd be no peace, no prosperity, no protection, no safety. This is evident from the changing tones of the MSC over the past 3 years. In 22, their theme was unlearning helplessness. What kind of madness is that? Unlearning helplessness. Then the next year, in 2023, it was revision. In other words, we have to rethink because what we did think would happen, the direction we thought we would go, we have to have a new vision, a revision. Guess what it is this year? It's lose-lose. So, lose-lose. The explanation provided in the pre-conference report released by the organizers of the MSC is that the geopolitical and economic optimism of the post-Cold War era has vanished at the moment. There is a real risk that more and more countries will end up in a lose-lose situation. Is America in a lose-lose situation? Here we have, we're fulfilling prophecy at the border. Jeremiah said that this end-time empire, America, would be invaded by armies from all over the world, young men, Chinese, Panamanians, Peruvians, from Lebanon, people from all these the nations of the Middle East, from Africa, gang members out of South America, Central America. A lose-lose situation. And this is exactly what Christ said would happen in our time. We would be in a lose-lose. You flip a coin, It comes up heads, you lose. If it comes up tails, you lose. So America is in a lose-lose situation. I had heard that there is a Hebrew, I should take my time, that Jewish money or Hebrew money is funding the illegal immigration, helping to bring illegals into this country. Well, you got to be careful. You see, there are the Khazarian, Ashkenazi. There are all these different supposed Jewish people who are not Jewish, but they are the synagogue of Satan. And these people, in many of these, like the ADL, are these people truly there for the Jewish people? You have to remember, the Rockefellers used the Jewish people and put these different agencies in power. Pilgrim Society.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bail-outs, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it.
All right, and then I'll finish this article. A lose-lose situation. No matter if you flip, heads you lose, tails you lose, doesn't matter. In recent years, the Western world has become increasingly anxious about security, according to the article, but the focus of the U.S. and Europe is different. The United States is mainly concerned about the decline of its hegemony, its world hegemony. And its security concerns are relatively illusionary, while Europe is relatively more realistic. The anxiety in Europe has been exaggerated and exploited by some Cold War enthusiasts and with other ulterior forces. So we're in a lose-lose situation. Now listen to this one. Trans milk. There are these men now that are taking these drugs so they can produce milk for babies. And these children that can drink this milk after these men who, this is so satanic. This is just satanic. Drug-induced nipple secretions, secretions of trans women are as good as a mother's breast milk for babies. I'm sure it is. And the University of Sussex Hospitals in England claimed in a letter to campaigners in a report by British think tank Policy Exchange on Sunday. So these men, these trans, oh my gosh, trans milk, these transitioners, children of transitioners, these biological men who wish to lactate, must first take hormones to grow milk glands, then take high doses of either domperidone or metoclopramine to stimulate milk production. Neither drug is approved for the use, though they are occasionally prescribed off-label to biological women who have trouble lactating. But what happens is those children that will drink this satanic brew from hell have and there would be a adversity effect. And the effect for these children drinking this man-she milk would be the baby's heart. It could have an adverse effect to the baby's heart. So you have a man-she. I don't know what else to call it. A man-she, a man who is not a woman but is lactating, and children can breastfeed from these man-she's. This is exactly what Christ said would happen in the decade, especially before he returns. Mankind and these men with no morals would go mad, and they would have technology, and they would do things that would be so bizarre, strange, weird, and satanic that eventually this type of madness would be normal. Calling good evil, light is dark, dark is light, and men giving milk to babies would be the norm. Well, this is what Christ said. He's coming back to judge the world and to take this kind of wickedness and remove it from the earth. Well, we're done for today. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Let's see what develops overnight. Now you have man-she people giving breast milk, a man that gives breast milk to children that can have a heart attack.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, you're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.